Je l'ai attrapé.
I caught it. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I.
Elle.
This is a contracted form of le, the masculine singular definite article, and la, the feminine singular definite article. It's used when the object is already known and understood in the context.
A.
This is the first person singular form of the present tense of the verb avoir, to have. It is used here with the past participle, attrapé, to form the passé composé, past tense.
Attrapé.
This is the feminine past participle of the verb attraper, to catch. It agrees in gender with the feminine object, la.
Key concepts.
Past tense. This sentence uses the passé composé, a common past tense in French. It is formed by combining the present tense of the auxiliary verb, avoir, to have, with the past participle of the main verb.
Direct object pronoun.
The object pronoun, el. Contracted form of le or la is used here to represent the object of the verb attraper, to catch. Gender agreement. The past participle attrapé agrees in gender with the object.
J'ai confessé.
I confessed. This sentence is in the past tense and uses the
passé composé,
which is a common tense in French used to describe completed actions in the past.
J
is the contracted form of
je,
which means I.
A
is the conjugation of the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, in the first person singular of the present tense. It is used to form the
passé composé
with the past participle of the main verb.
Confesser
is the past participle of the verb.
Confesser.
To confess. Therefore, the entire sentence can be broken down as I plus have plus confessed.
Je l'ai confessé.
I confessed it. This sentence is in the past tense, using the
passé composé
tense. It is formed using the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, conjugated in the past tense.
A.
And the past participle of the verb
confessé,
to confess, which is
confessé.
The direct object pronoun
le.
It is placed before the verb
A,
as is typical in French.
Je pourrais essayer.
I could try. This sentence is in the conditional mood, indicating a possibility or a hypothetical situation.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Pourrais
is the conditional form of the verb
pouvoir,
to be able to.
Essayer
is the infinitive form of the verb
essayer,
to try. The entire sentence translates to I could try, and implies that the speaker is open to the possibility of trying something.
Je pleure beaucoup.
I cry a lot. This sentence uses the
je
form of the verb
pleurer,
to cry.
Beaucoup
means a lot.
Aidez-moi.
Help me. This is a simple imperative sentence in the
vous
form, which is used for both singular and plural. You.
The verb
aider means to help.
Moi
is the direct object pronoun, meaning me.
J'ai séché.
I skipped class. This sentence uses the verb
séché,
which means to dry out, literally, but in this context, it means to skip class. The verb is conjugated in the passé composé tense, which is the most common way to talk about past events in French. It is formed by using the auxiliary verb avoir in the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb, in this case, sécher. J is the contraction of je, I, and a, have. Je n'y suis pas allé. I did not go there. This sentence uses the negative construction with the ne, followed by the verb être, to be, in the past participle form, aller, gone. E is a pronoun that replaces a previously mentioned place, in this case, there. The sentence follows the standard subject-verb-object order, where I is the subject, did not go is the verb, and there is the object. Je n'y suis pas allé. I did not go there. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Ni. This is a contraction of ni and y, which is a pronoun meaning there. The ni is used to create a negative sentence. Si. This is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb être, to be. Pa. This is an adverb meaning not. Aller. This is the past participle of the verb aller, to go, in the feminine singular form. Key concepts. Negative sentence construction. The use of ni and pas to form a negative sentence. Contractions. The contraction of ni and y to form ni. Pronouns. The use of the pronouns ye and y to represent the subject and the place. Verb conjugation. The use of the present tense conjugation of être and the past participle of aller. Je ne m'y suis pas rendu. I did not go there. Breakdown. Je. This is the pronoun I in the subject form. Ne. This is the negation word, meaning not. M. This is the contracted form of me. Myself, indicating that the action is reflexive. E. This is the pronoun referring to a place previously mentioned or understood in context. It translates to there. C. This is the verb to be in the present tense, conjugated in the first person singular. Pa. This is the negative particle, reinforcing the negation. Rendu. This is the past participle of the verb. Rendre. To go, to render, which is used with the auxiliary verb. Être. To be, to form the passé composé tense. Key concepts. Negation. The use of ne and pa together creates a double negation, emphasizing the absence of action. Reflexive verbs. The use of m indicates that the action is done to oneself. Past tense. The sentence is in the passé composé tense, indicating a completed action in the past. Pronoun. E. Colon, this pronoun is crucial for understanding the sentence, as it refers to a previously mentioned location. Je ne m'y suis pas rendu. I did not go there. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that happened in the past and are now completed. Breakdown. Je colon, the subject pronoun, meaning I. Ne colon, the negation, meaning not. M colon, the reflexive pronoun, meaning myself. It's in the dative form because it is the indirect object of the verb. E. Colon, this is a pronoun that replaces a previously mentioned location. In this case, it refers to the place that was previously understood. C. Colon, the auxiliary verb, to be, in the passé composé. It is conjugated in the first person singular form. Pa. Colon, the negation, meaning, not.
Rendu.
Colon, the past participle of the verb, to go.
Rend.
In the feminine form, to agree with the subject.
Je.
Key concepts. Passé composé. Colon, this tense is formed with the auxiliary verb.
Avoir.
Or.
Être.
Followed by the past participle. Reflexive verbs. These verbs are used when the action is done to, or by the subject. The reflexive pronoun.
Me. Te. Se. Nous. Vous. Se.
Is used to indicate this. Indirect object pronoun. An indirect object pronoun.
Me, te, li, nous, vous, leur.
Receives the action indirectly. It usually comes before the verb. Pronoun.
E.
Colon, this pronoun replaces a previously mentioned location and is used to avoid repetition.
J'ai marqué mon désaccord.
I expressed my disagreement. The sentence structure is
J'ai
plus
marqué
plus
mon
plus
désaccord.
J'ai is the first person singular form of the verb
avoir.
To have, in the present tense. It acts as an auxiliary verb here, forming the passé composé tense with the past participle.
Marqué.
Marqué. Is the past participle of the verb.
Marqué.
To mark, to indicate, and here it means, expressed.
Mou.
Is the possessive adjective meaning, my.
Désaccord.
Is a noun meaning, disagreement. Together, the sentence implies that the speaker clearly and actively expressed their disagreement.
J'ai piqué du nez.
I fell asleep. This sentence uses the verb
piqué,
which means to prick or sting, but in this case, it's used in an idiomatic expression.
Piqué du nez.
Which literally means, to prick one's nose, but translates to fall asleep, in English.
The
G at the beginning is a contraction of
je.
I, and
a
is the present tense conjugation of the verb
avoir.
To have. The entire sentence is in the past tense.
Je buvais du thé.
I was drinking tea. This sentence is in the
imparfait
tense, which is used to describe ongoing actions in the past.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Buvais
is the
imparfait
form of the verb boire, to drink.
Bu
means some or of the and is used with
te,
which is an uncountable noun.
Te
means tea.
Je mange beaucoup.
I eat a lot. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the
je
form of the verb
manger,
to eat.
Je
is the first person singular pronoun, meaning I.
Mange
is the present tense conjugation of
manger
for the first person singular. beaucoup means a lot and acts as an adverb modifying the verb.
Manger. Je mange seul.
I am eating alone. The sentence uses the
je
pronoun, which means I.
The verb mange
is in the present tense, indicating an action happening now.
The word seul
is an adjective meaning alone, and it modifies the pronoun
je. Aide-moi.
Help me. The phrase
aide-moi
is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request. Let's break it down.
Aide
is the imperative form of the verb
aider.
To help. In this case, it means help and is directed at the listener.
Moi
is the pronoun me in the object form, which is used when the pronoun is the direct object of a verb. It indicates the person being helped. So,
aide-moi
literally translates to help me. This is a polite and direct way to ask someone for assistance.
Je mange seul.
I am eating alone.
Je
is the first person singular pronoun meaning I,
mange.
Mange is the first person singular present tense form of the verb
manger,
meaning to eat,
seul.
Seul is the feminine singular form of the adjective
seul,
meaning alone. It agrees in gender and number with the subject.
Je.
I.
Je mange des haricots.
I am eating beans. This sentence is in the present tense, indicating an action happening now.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Mange
is the present tense conjugation of the verb, manger, to eat, in the first person singular.
Des
is a partitive article, used before plural nouns to indicate an indefinite quantity of something. It translates to some or any in English.
Haricot
is the plural noun for beans. The sentence demonstrates the use of a partitive article with a plural noun in French.
Je mange du pain.
I am eating bread. This sentence uses the present tense of the verb
manger
to eat, and the indefinite article
du
some before the noun
pain
bread.
Le
du is used because
pain
is a masculine noun. This means the sentence implies I am eating any kind of bread, and not a specific loaf.
Je mange des fruits.
I eat fruit. This sentence uses the
je
form of the verb
manger
to eat.
Je
is the first person singular pronoun, meaning I.
The verb
manger is conjugated in the present tense, indicating that the action is happening now.
The word
de is a contraction of
de le
of the, which is used before plural nouns. Here, it means of the fruits.
Fruit
is a plural noun that means fruits.
Je me suis entraîné.
I trained myself. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the pronoun I in the subject position. It agrees with the verb me suis entraîné.
Me.
This is the reflexive pronoun myself, which is necessary because the verb is a reflexive verb. It agrees in gender and number with the subject.
Suis.
This is the present tense of the reflexive verb
s'entraîner.
To train. it is conjugated in the first person singular to agree with the subject, ye.
Sotene.
This is the past participle of the verb.
Sotene.
It is used with the reflexive verb.
Et.
To be, to form the passé composé. Key concepts. Reflexive verbs. These are verbs that require a reflexive pronoun, for example.
Se. Me. Te. Nous. Vous. Se.
Because the action of the verb is directed back at the subject. Past participle agreement. The past participle of reflexive verbs agrees in gender and number with the direct object pronoun, which in this case is
me.
Passé composé. This is a common verb tense in French that is used to describe actions that have happened in the past. It is formed using the auxiliary verb
avoir.
To have, or
être.
To be, plus the past participle of the main verb.
Je me suis entraîné.
I trained myself. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I.
Me.
This is the reflexive pronoun, myself.
Suis.
This is the present tense of the verb.
Être.
To be. Conjugated in the first person singular. This is part of the passé composé tense, a compound tense that describes an action that was completed in the past.
Entraîné.
This is the past participle of the verb.
Entraîné.
To train, in the feminine singular form. Since
je,
I, is a feminine subject, the past participle agrees with it in gender. Key concepts. Reflexive verbs. Verbs like
entraîner
that are followed by a reflexive pronoun, in this case
me,
indicate that the action is performed by the subject on themselves. Passé composé. The passé composé is a common past tense in French, formed by combining the auxiliary verb
avoir
or
être
with the past participle of the main verb, in this case,
être,
is used because
entraîner
is a reflexive verb. Translation for ESPNG. Je me suis entraîné.
Je me sens déprimé.
I feel depressed. This sentence uses the
reflexive verb.
See sentir, which means, to feel.
The reflexive pronoun
me indicates that the subject of the verb is also the object of the verb.
Déprimé
is the adjective meaning, depressed.
Je me sens déprimé.
I feel depressed. This is a simple sentence with the subject pronoun.
Je.
I, the reflexive verb,
me sens,
feel, and the adjective,
déprimé,
depressed, describing the state of the subject.
The verb, sentir,
to feel, is a reflexive verb in this context, meaning the action is directed back towards the subject. The adjective,
déprimé,
is in the feminine singular form, because the subject is female.
J'ai froid.
I am cold. This is a simple sentence in the present tense, meaning the action is happening now.
J'ai
is the contraction of
je,
I, and
have.
Is the first person singular conjugation of the verb
avoir.
To have.
Froid
means cold. It is an adjective that describes the subject.
Je.
I. This sentence translates directly as, I have cold. But in English, we use the verb, to be, to express states of being, so it translates to, I am cold. Je me sens bien. I feel good. This sentence uses the reflexive verb, se sentir, which means, to feel. The reflexive pronoun, me, indicates that the subject of the sentence, I, is also the object of the action, feeling. The adjective, bien, means good, and modifies the verb, se sentir. Aidez-nous. Help us. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command, or request.
Aidez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Aidez.
To help. The imperative form is used to give commands, or make requests.
Nous
is the object pronoun meaning us.
Aidez-nous
is a contraction of
aidez-nous.
The exclamation mark emphasizes the urgency of the request.
Je me sens bien.
I feel good. This sentence uses the reflexive pronoun me, which means myself in English. It is used with the verb
sentir,
to feel, to indicate that the feeling is directed towards the subject.
Bien
is an adverb meaning good or well. The verb
sentir
is conjugated in the present tense, first person singular.
Je me sens perdu.
I feel lost. This sentence uses the reflexive pronoun me, which means, myself.
Se sentir
is the reflexive verb, to feel.
Perdu
is the past participle of the verb
perdre,
which means, to lose, and is used here as an adjective meaning, lost. The sentence uses a direct object pronoun
me,
with the reflexive verb. Because of this, the verb
se sentir
agrees with the subject in the singular form
sens,
rather than the plural form
sort. Je me sens perdu.
I feel lost. This sentence is a simple statement in the present tense, using the reflexive verb
se sentir,
to feel.
Je
colon, this is the subject pronoun, meaning, I.
Me
colon, this is the reflexive pronoun, referring back to the subject, I. It is used, because the verb
se sentir
is a reflexive verb, meaning the action of the verb is performed on the subject itself.
Sens
colon, this is the present tense conjugation of the verb
sentir,
to feel, in the first person singular form.
Perdu
colon, this is the feminine past participle of the verb
perdre,
to lose. It functions as an adjective in this sentence, modifying the pronoun
me,
and indicating a state of being lost. The combination of the reflexive verb
se sentir
and the past participle
perdu
creates a sense of being lost emotionally or mentally.
Je me sens en sécurité.
I feel safe. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense.
Je
is the subject pronoun, meaning, I.
Me
is the reflexive pronoun, meaning, myself. It is used to emphasize that the feeling of safety is personal to the speaker.
Sens
is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb
sentir,
meaning, to feel. are is a preposition meaning in. Sécurité is a noun meaning safety. The entire sentence can be understood as, I feel myself in safety, or more simply, I feel safe. Je ne me sens pas bien. I don't feel well. This is a simple sentence using the negative construction in French, which is formed using the negative pronoun ne and the negative verb pas. The verb to feel is se sentir and is used reflexively in this sentence. The structure of the sentence is je I plus ne not plus me myself plus sauce feel plus pas not plus bien well. Je me sens malade. I feel sick. The sentence je me sens malade uses the reflexive verb se sentir, which means to feel. The pronoun me indicates that the subject, I, is the one who is feeling sick. Malade is an adjective meaning sick. Je me sens mal. I feel bad. Breakdown. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Me is the reflexive pronoun, myself, used with the verb sentir, to feel, to indicate that the feeling is directed inwards. Sauce is the present tense of the verb sentir, to feel, conjugated in the first person singular. Mal is an adjective meaning bad or ill. This sentence uses the reflexive verb construction with the verb sentir to express a physical or emotional state. The use of me indicates that the feeling is directed at the speaker. Je me sens faible. I feel weak. The sentence is constructed in the following way. Je is the subject pronoun, meaning I. Me is the reflexive pronoun, meaning myself, and is used to indicate the action of the verb is being performed on the subject. Sauce is the present tense of the verb sentir, meaning to feel. Faible is the adjective meaning weak. This sentence uses the reflexive pronoun me to express a state of being or feeling. In English, we might say, I feel weak, or, I am weak. The use of the reflexive pronoun in French adds a nuance of experiencing the feeling personally. Je me sens bien. I feel good. The sentence uses the reflexive pronoun me with the verb sortir to feel, conjugated in the present tense. Sauce. Feel. Bien. Good is an adverb modifying the verb sortir to feel, indicating the quality of feeling. Je suis tombé. I fell. Je is the first person singular pronoun meaning I. Suis is the present tense of the verb être to be, conjugated in the first person singular. Tomber is the past participle of the verb tomber to fall, which is used in this context to form the past participle of the verb être. The past participle tomber agrees in gender with the subject pronoun je. In this sentence, the verb être is used as an auxiliary verb, meaning that it helps form a compound verb tense with the past participle. The entire phrase Si tombe. Expresses the past tense of the verb. Tombe. In the first person singular.
Et nous.
Help us. This sentence is a simple imperative sentence in French.
Aide
is the imperative form of the verb.
Aider.
To help. The imperative is used to give a command or make a request. In this case, the speaker is asking for help.
Nous
is the object pronoun meaning us. Is the exclamation mark, which emphasizes the urgency of the request.
Je suis tombé.
I fell. The sentence uses the
passé composé
tense, which is used to describe completed actions in the past. It is formed with the auxiliary verb
être
to be, conjugated in the appropriate tense, and the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the auxiliary verb
être
is conjugated in the first person singular.
Suis
am, and the past participle of the verb
tomber.
To fall is
tomber.
The sentence literally translates to, I am fallen, but it is understood to mean, I fell.
Je suis tombé à terre.
I fell to the ground. The sentence uses the
passé composé
tense, which is used to describe actions that have already happened. The verb
tomber
means to fall. He is the subject pronoun meaning I. Suis is the conjugation of the auxiliary verb
être
meaning to be. Tomber is the past participle of the verb
tomber
meaning fallen. À terre means to the ground. This sentence demonstrates the use of the
passé composé
with the auxiliary verb
être
for verbs of motion.
Je suis tombé à terre.
I fell to the ground. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I.
Suis.
This is the present tense of the verb, être, to be, conjugated in the first person singular. It serves as an auxiliary verb in this sentence.
Tombé.
This is the past participle of the verb, tomber, to fall. In this case, it's in the feminine form to agree with the subject, je, I.
À terre.
This phrase literally translates to the ground. Key concepts. Past participle. The past participle in French is used with an auxiliary verb to form compound tenses like the passé composé. Agreement. In French, the past participle agrees in gender and number with the direct object if it comes before the verb. Here, the direct object is je, which is feminine, so the past participle, tomber, is also feminine.
Je me suis senti idiot.
I felt stupid. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I.
Me.
This is the reflexive pronoun, myself. It is used here because the verb, to feel, sentir, is a reflexive verb in French.
Suis.
This is the past participle of the verb, to be, être. It is used here in the passé composé, past tense, with the auxiliary verb, avoir.
Sorti.
This is the past participle of the verb, to feel, sentir. It is used here with, avoir, in the passé composé.
Idiot.
This is the adjective, stupid. It is used here in the masculine form to agree with the subject pronoun, je. Key concepts. Reflexive verbs. Reflexive verbs are verbs that require a reflexive pronoun, like me, t, c, etc. In French, The reflexive pronoun is always placed before the conjugated verb. Passé composé. This is a common past tense in French. It is formed by using the auxiliary verb, avoir, or être, plus the past participle of the main verb. Agreement. Adjectives in French must agree in gender and number with the noun they describe.
Je me suis senti idiot.
I felt idiotic. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I, in the first person singular.
Me.
This is the reflexive pronoun, myself, in the first person singular. It indicates that the action of feeling idiotic is being performed by the subject on themselves.
Suis.
This is the past participle of the verb, to be.
Être.
Conjugated in the first person singular to agree with the subject, I. It is used here with the auxiliary verb, to have.
Avoir.
To form the past tense.
Sorti.
This is the past participle of the verb, to feel.
Sortir.
Conjugated in the feminine singular to agree with the subject, I, which is implied within the reflexive pronoun.
Me. Idiot.
This is the feminine adjective, idiotic. It modifies the implied subject, I, and describes the feeling. Key concepts. Reflexive verbs. Verbs that require a reflexive pronoun to indicate that the action is performed by the subject on themselves. Past tense conjugation. In French, the past tense of verbs is often formed using an auxiliary verb, to have, or, to be, and the past participle of the main verb. Subject-verb agreement. The verb must agree with the subject in number and gender.
J'ai ressorti de la peur.
I felt fear. The sentence uses the
passé composé
tense, which is used to express an action that has been completed in the past.
J'ai
is the conjugation of the verb
avoir
to have in the first person singular.
Ressorti
is the past participle of the verb
ressortir.
To feel.
De la peur
is a prepositional phrase that means of fear. The entire sentence can be broken down as follows. I, subject, have felt, verb in the
passé composé.
Fear, object. This sentence is a simple example of how the
passé composé
tense can be used to express an action that has been completed in the past.
Je me sentais bien.
I felt good. This sentence uses the reflexive verb
se sentir,
which means to feel. Reflexive verbs require a reflexive pronoun, in this case,
me,
which means the action of the verb is done to the subject. The sentence is in the imperfect tense, which is used to describe past actions that were ongoing, or habitual.
Je me sentais bien.
I felt good. This sentence is in the imperfect tense, which describes an action that was ongoing in the past.
Je
is the subject pronoun meaning I,
me,
me. Is the reflexive pronoun, indicating the action is being done to the subject. Sentise.
Sortir.
Is the imperfect conjugation of the verb.
Sortir.
To feel. Bien.
Bien.
Is an adverb meaning, well, or, good. The whole sentence literally translates to, I was feeling myself well.
Je me suis senti en sécurité.
I felt safe. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the pronoun, I, in the subject form.
Me.
This is the reflexive pronoun, myself, in the object form. It's used because the verb sortir to feel is reflexive in this context, meaning the action is performed on oneself. See, this is the verb to be in the present tense, first person singular, I. It's conjugated in agreement with the subject. Je sortis. This is the past participle of the verb sortir to feel. It's used in the passé composé tense, which is formed with the auxiliary verb être to be, and the past participle en. This is the preposition in, indicating location. Sécurité. This is the noun, safety. Key concepts. Reflexive verbs. In French, many verbs are reflexive, meaning the action is directed towards the subject. Reflexive verbs are often accompanied by a reflexive pronoun, for example, me, de, se. Passé composé tense. This tense is used to express actions that happened in the past and are completed. It's formed with the auxiliary verb avoir to have or être to be, and the past participle. Prepositions. Prepositions like en, in, show the relationship between words in a sentence. Je me suis senti en sécurité. I felt safe. This sentence uses the reflexive verb se sortir, meaning to feel. The reflexive pronoun me is used because the subject of the verb I is also the object of the verb. The past participle sortir is in the feminine form because the subject is I, feminine. The preposition en, meaning in, is used with the noun sécurité, meaning safety, to express the feeling of safety. Ne bouge plus. Don't move. Breakdown. Ni plus is a common negative expression in French that means no more or not anymore. Bouge is the imperative form of the verb bouger, which means to move. Plus is an adverb meaning more, but in this case, it is used in conjunction with ne to form a negative construction. Key concepts. Negation. Ne plus. Construction is a key way to express negation in French. Imperative mood. The imperative mood is used to give commands or instructions. J'aimerais Tom. I fired Tom. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that have already happened. J'ai is the passé composé of the verb avoir to have, conjugated in the first person singular. It acts as an auxiliary verb in this sentence. Mire is the past participle of the verb mire to fire. The past participle agrees in gender and number with the direct object of the verb Tom in this case, but since Tom is masculine singular, the past participle remains unchanged. So, the sentence literally translates to, I have fired Tom, but it is understood as, I fired Tom. Je t'ai trouvé. I found you. This sentence is in the passé composé, a common French verb tense used to describe completed actions in the past. It is formed using the auxiliary verb avoir to have, conjugated in the appropriate form for the subject, in this case j'ai. I have, followed by the past participle of the main verb, in this case trouvé. found. The pronoun de is a contraction of de, you, and a, to, indicating the direct object of the verb. To me is the person being addressed. Je vous ai trouvé. I found you. This sentence is in the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that have been completed in the past. Breakdown. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Vous is the object pronoun, you. Et is the past participle of the verb, avoir, to have. Trouver is the past participle of the verb, trouver, to find. Key concept. The verb, avoir, is used as the auxiliary verb to form the past participle of trouver. This is because trouver is a verb that requires the auxiliary verb, avoir. Je vous ai trouvé. I found you. This sentence is in the past tense, and uses the passé composé, past compound tense. Je, I, is the subject pronoun. Vous, you, plural, formal or informal, is the direct object pronoun. Et is the auxiliary verb, to have, in the first person singular of the present tense. Trouver is the past participle of the verb. Trouver. To find, in the feminine plural form, agreeing with the plural feminine direct object. Vous. Key points. The passé composé uses the auxiliary verb avoir. To have, or être. To be, followed by the past participle of the main verb. The past participle must agree in gender and number with the direct object when the direct object precedes the verb. In this case, trouver agrees with vous. Translation. I found you. J'ai commencé à m'ennuyer. I started to get bored. J is the contraction of je, I, and a, have. Et commencé is the present perfect tense of the verb commencer, to start. It means, I have started. A is the preposition, to. M is the contracted form of me. Ennuyer is the verb, to bore, in the infinitive form. The whole sentence expresses that the speaker has started feeling bored.
J'ai été pris de vertige.
I felt dizzy. The sentence structure is simple. J'ai, this is the contracted form of J plus AI, meaning, I have. In this context, it acts as an auxiliary verb, meaning it helps to form the verb, to be, in the passé composé tense. Été, this is the past participle of the verb. Être. To be. Pris, this is the past participle of the verb. Prendre. To take. It is used in a passive construction with the vertiges, meaning, overcome by dizziness. The vertiges, this translates to, of dizziness, and is a noun phrase that acts as the object of the passive verb, pris. Therefore, the sentence means, I have been taken by dizziness, or more simply, I felt dizzy.
J'ai été pris de vertige.
I felt dizzy. This sentence uses the past participle.
Pris.
Of the verb.
Prendre.
To take, in the past tense. This means the action of feeling dizzy is finished, and the subject, I, experienced it. The literal translation is, I was taken by dizziness. This is an idiomatic expression in French, meaning the person experienced a sudden feeling of dizziness.
On m'a mis une amende.
I was given a fine. Here is a breakdown of the sentence. On.
On.
Is a pronoun that means one or they, in this context, acting as the subject of the sentence.
Emma.
Ma. Is the contracted form of mia, which is the conjugation of the verb.
Avoir.
To have, in the third person singular, he slash she slash it, in the passé composé tense.
Miss.
Me. Is the past participle of the verb.
Met.
To put. Une amende.
Une amende.
Is a feminine noun meaning, a fine. The sentence is in the passive voice. The subject of the sentence is the one being acted upon, not the one performing the action. In other words, someone gave the speaker a fine.
On m'a collé une amende.
I was given a fine. Breakdown.
On.
This is the pronoun, one, in the dative case. It acts as the indirect object of the verb, collar.
Ma.
This is the contraction of the verb, avoir, to have, in the past tense, conjugated in the third person singular, it has, and the pronoun, me. So, it means, it has me, which indicates that the action was performed upon the speaker.
Coller.
This is the past participle of the verb, coller, to stick. In this context, it means to give a fine. It is used in the past participle form to indicate that the action has already been completed.
Une amende.
This is a noun phrase, meaning, a fine. Une is the feminine singular definite article, and amende is the feminine noun for fine. Key concepts. Dative case pronoun. The use of the dative case pronoun. To indicate that the speaker is the indirect object of the verb, collar. Past participle. The use of the past participle.
Coller.
To indicate a completed action. Contraction. The contraction of avoir and the pronoun me into
ma.
This sentence is a common expression in French, used to indicate that someone has been given a fine. It can be translated literally as, one has stuck a fine on me, but the more natural English translation is, I was given a fine.
J'ai pris une prune.
I took a plum. Breakdown.
J.
Is a contraction of.
Je.
I, and.
A.
Have. This is the first person singular form of the present tense of the verb.
Avoir.
To have.
Pris.
Is the past participle of the verb.
Prendre.
To take.
Une.
Is the feminine singular definite article, meaning a.
Prune.
Is a noun meaning plum. This sentence uses the present perfect tense in French, which is formed by combining the present tense of the verb
avoir
with the past participle of the main verb. The present perfect tense is used to describe actions that happened in the past, but have a connection to the present.
Ne bougez plus.
Don't move. Breakdown. Ni. Plus is a common negation in French, meaning, no more, or, not anymore. It's like saying, no longer, in English. Bougez is the second person plural form of the verb.
Bouger.
Which means, to move. It's conjugated in the imperative mood, indicating a command. Plus is the adverb meaning, more, or, anymore, but it is used here in the negative construction, ni. Plus, to negate the action of moving. Key concept. The sentence is a direct command using the imperative form of the verb, and a negative construction with the phrase, ni, plus. This is very common in French to give an order or instruction.
J'ai été verbalisé.
I was given a verbal warning. J'ai été verbalisé. This sentence is in the passé composé, which is a common way to express actions that have happened in the past. It translates to, I was verbalized, but the meaning is more specific. J'ai. This is the first person singular conjugation of the auxiliary verb.
Avoir.
Meaning, to have. It is used with the past participle of the verb.
Verbaliser.
To form the passé composé. Été. This is the past participle of the verb.
Être.
Meaning, to be. It acts as a passive voice marker in this sentence. Verbaliser. This is the past participle of the verb.
Verbaliser.
Meaning, to verbalize, or in this context, to be given a verbal warning. The whole sentence translates to, I was given a verbal warning, emphasizing that the speaker received a warning rather than being fined or arrested.
J'ai été verbalisé.
I was given a verbal warning. This sentence uses the
passé composé,
which is a common way to express past actions in French. It's formed using the auxiliary verb
avoir.
To have, conjugated in the present tense, here.
Et.
Followed by the past participle of the main verb.
Verbaliser.
The past participle.
Verbaliser.
Is the feminine form of the past participle.
Verbaliser.
To be verbalized, and agrees in gender with the subject.
J.
I. It means, to be given a verbal warning. The sentence literally translates to, I have been verbalized. However, in English, I was given a verbal warning is a more natural and idiomatic translation.